Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
All right. Welcome back to the radio program. Today's Issues here on AFR. I'm Tim with Ed and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Doing well, and I speak for everybody.
Well, that's good. That's good.
There. Speak for everybody. Listen, we've got a wonderful week going on here at American Family Radio. I know a lot of the subjects and topics that we discuss aren't necessarily considered good news. That you wouldn't find them in a, for example, a Joel Osteen sermon. However, there are a lot of good things happening at American Family Radio and American Family Association, and we're excited to be participating in our annual Truth for Youth Bible campaign that we partner with our good friend Tim Todd. Tim is an evangelist from West Monroe, Louisiana, Revival Fires Ministry. And we've been working together for years, 20 years, I guess, now. And we want to talk to him now. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Tim,
brother,
how are
Tim?
You?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful.
Now, you live in Monroe or West Monroe?
West Monroe. And, you know, Monroe just hired a brand new mayor that is going to do a great job. I actually ran into him in Dillard's Friday. Ellis, the previous mayor, was there for about probably 18 years. And so he lost his job. And so we're expecting great things to happen for Monroe, Louisiana, moving forward.
Well, absolutely. It's a great place to live from everybody I've known who's ever lived in that area. Tim, we're on our, how many years we've been working together on this Truth for Youth Bible campaign?
Tim, the 2020 is our 20th year for the American Family Radio Project passing out the Truth for Youth Bibles. The only thing that would make that better is if I was 20 years old, that would help.
Hey, if we could
all. This is the 20th year.
Oh, if we could all go back and start over at 20.
That's right.
We would probably do exactly the
mistakes
the same.
That we would make all over again.
Which is why God doesn't allow us to go back.
Right.
Listen,
that's right.
You think you do the different thing.
Right. All right, let me just tell folks just a minute how this started, and then we want to give the phone number just a moment. But this was something that was Tim's idea, not mine, Tim Todd's idea, and God gave it to him, obviously. And this was to go out across the country. Tim speaks before the coronavirus shut everything down. You would go speak an average year of what, 50 to 100 places?
Yes, at out of 52 weeks, about 48 weeks out of the year, actually.
So churches would invite you to hold their revival meetings, true?
Yes, and usually Sunday through Wednesday or Sundays,
okay.
And so that was it's very productive.
Okay, so Tim had this idea. Why don't I take up an offering at the end of this revival? And have the offering dedicated just to raising money to buy Bibles to give away, so teenagers who were Christian could give away to their non-believing friends and classmates all across the country, and we could help. Hey, that's be a way to help change the nation, right?
And right, that's correct.
Okay, so you begin to do that, and then you called us, and you said, hey, I'm going to raise the money through these donations from my, speaking engagements. I'm going to buy the Bibles, or we are, Revival Fires, your ministry. And then would you, American Family Radio, help us get the word out so we can reach the country? And we said, absolutely. So we've been working together for 20 years. Every year, how many Bibles have we been giving out annually?
You know, let me say this, interject this, Tim, with what you said. The first year, you know, we had no idea the first August 20 years ago what kind of response we'd have. And so we've been giving out an average now for the past 19 years. This makes the 20th of over 50,000 Bibles a year. And last year we crossed over the 1 million Bible mark. And was just excited about that.
We're about to give you the number, folks. But before we do that, Tim, give us a testimony or two. I know you could give thousands, but give us a, because what happens is the Bible itself, the Truth for Youth Bible, has a response form. So if somebody gives their life to Jesus Christ as a result of reading these Truth for Youth Bibles, they can let us know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they send a coupon in.
All right.
And here's one from Gina, Louisiana. Dear Brother Todd, on American Family Radio last year, I received a Truth Youth Bible to give away to a friend. I gave one to somebody that I knew that was not saved. He never lets me talk to him about the Lord. But when I gave him a Truth Youth Bible, he immediately sat down, read the comic stories in the front section four times from cover to cover. He called me at home and said the Bible opened his eyes and he couldn't go any further without giving his life to Jesus Christ right then and there. Thank you for the Truth for Youth Bible. Sincerely, Josh. And that's why we do this, Tim.
Where was that from, did it say?
Gina, Louisiana.
Okay, now tell our listeners, if they want to participate this year, who's eligible to get these free Bibles? How many can they order? That kind of thing. Go ahead.
One Bible per teenager per household. So if there's five teenagers in the home, or if you're a parent, or a grandparent of that child, or if you want to get additional copies. But if they're a parent of a grand or a grandparent of a child in the home that is a teenager, they can get the Bible free of charge. The number to call to get the Bibles free of charge, Truth for Youth Bibles, one Bible per teenager per household, is 1-800-733-4737. The number again is 800-733-4737, or they can go to truthforyouth.com and fill out the form. Real easy to do. And we've got people waiting to answer the phones right now.
Truthforyouth.com or call that 800 number. Now, if I call that 800 number, am I calling your offices in West Monroe?
Yes. Yes, okay. You are.
Okay. Give us that number again.
800-733-4737.
Steve, did you have a question for Tim Todd?
I did. Good morning, Tim. It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too.
As someone who's an expert and kind of interested in revival in this country, I know that we've been looking at the things that are going on in America for the last year, and especially this year in 2020, and we're seeing things that to many people seems like a spiritual answer, a spiritual revival is the only answer. I'm hearing rumblings of the movement of the Holy Spirit on the West Coast, on the beaches, and maybe some other places. Are you hearing anything similar?
Yes. In fact, you know, one thing that we did whenever I got shut down, Steve, as far as, you know, not being able to go out, and it has picked up some. In fact, last week, COVID-19, the pastor of the church where I was supposed to be at last minute cancellation, he and about 20 people in his church got COVID-19. But, you know, what we've done is whenever everything shut down, and I actually had to stop revival services where I was at in a revival over in Arkansas. And we came home and I really felt led of the Holy Spirit to get gas cards at Walmart. And me and several people from our team, we go out there and we will pump gas for people because nobody's wanting to touch the gas pumps now and pay for their gas. And people are like, hey, what's the catch here? And we're able to share the gospel. And I've had several people with the Lord as a result of that. But yes, there is a revival taking place right now in the midst of COVID-19 and the unrest in our nation. And that's why I believe that the Truth for Youth Bible Week this year is the most important one that we've had, because we've got young people that have been told and have been shown by example that rebellion against authority and lawlessness and vandalizing is not only okay, but it's encouraged. So we've got some of those young people going back to school that need to know that Jesus is the solution. That is the hope that we have. And so there is a revival taking place. I believe it's going to happen through the young people in our public schools and in other schools across America.
That is so encouraging.
All right. So the Bibles are the Truth for Youth Bibles. By the way, they're paperback, and they've got the comics in the front. The comics are about topics that teenagers deal with every day. And so in the end of the comic story, they have a biblical solution. So that's what the purpose of the comics. They also get kids to read who wouldn't otherwise read just a Bible. And then you got the whole New Testament in there. So what's the phone number again, Tim?
800-733-4737. 800-733-4737. For a free Truth for Youth Bible to give away in school and win your young people, your friends to the Lord.
Thank you, Tim. Take care, brother.
Appreciate you very, very much. God bless you, and thank you for your partnership, Tim.
All right.
And people can also call or go to that website if they want to order, $2, $2 a piece you can order.
Yeah,
50.
Really inexpensive. Like,
yeah.
$2 a piece, and you can order, like you said, order a box if you want to. All right. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, breaking news this morning, Joe Biden is no longer planning to go to the Democrat convention in Milwaukee to accept his party's nomination for the presidency.
Who is going?
I don't know. It looks like if the reports are correct, they're going to have some Antifa-type demonstrators that are going to be there.
I got a great idea.
Yeah.
Borrowing from professional sports.
Ah.
What the Democrat Party needs to do is go ahead with their convention in Milwaukee and use cardboard cutouts of people.
There you go.
And put them out in the audience.
Right.
And that, and of course, and that Biden deliver his speech, his acceptance speech, via Zoom to the cardboard cutouts in Milwaukee.
Via Zoom? You mean he can't even be there in person?
He's not going to go.
No, he's not going.
Yeah.
He said he's not going.
But
now,
are
the Republicans going to have a convention?
They are. They're having some of it in Charlotte.
I thought it got moved to Jacksonville.
I believe that Jacksonville has
they canceled
said
that right?
The coronavirus in Florida is not doing well, so they've canceled that part, and they're going to have limited stuff, at least last I heard, limited stuff in Charlotte, North Carolina.
So yeah. President Trump's not going to anything either.
He might be. I think he's going to accept it, Charlotte.
He is? Okay.
I think he's going to be there to accept it, but it's going to be hundreds in the audience instead of thousands.
Well, and I read that he may do something in D.C. at the White House. Who knows?
Maybe, yeah, that's right.
Who knows how this is going to play out? Well, although it's this month for both parties.
Yeah.
So,
you think Joe Biden's disappointed, Steve?
No, I think I'm wondering if perhaps someone would have to tell him that they are actually cardboard cutouts.
That's low blow, Steve.
You're
going to be there one day, Steve.
I know.
People making fun of you.
Well,
hey, watch this.
I say that.
Listen to old man Steve. Watch this. I'm going to ask him. Does he know who I am?
I say that because we've had some more best of Biden. I'd like to play you a little bit. This is actually a little bit longer than normal.
Is this from the Greatest Hits collection?
This is from the Greatest Biden Hits collection. It goes back to things you may have heard before. This was all taken from Hannity last night. But at the very end, you're going to have hear him being asked if he's taken a cognitive test. I want you to hear what he says. This is cut two.
Why should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market make, in fact, pay a lower tax rate than someone who, in fact, is, like I said, a school teacher and a firefighter?
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone.
I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me. The only African-American woman that ever been elected to the United States Senate.
No,
my point
no,
is,
that's not true. The
that's
other one
not
is
true.
Here.
The first. If you agree with me, go to Joe 303
3-0 and help me in this fight. No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger other than in self-defense, and that's rarely ever occurs. And so we have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it.
I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down. So I learned about roaches.
Just one more.
This is not fair.
Just the one more that I talked about. Hold on, if you can.
Have you taken a cognitive test?
No, I haven't taken a test. Why would I take a test? Come on, man. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
That was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday, the last one, yes.
Listen, I'm going to say this and probably going to regret it. You know, Tim, you frequently say that Democrats would vote for a ham sandwich against Donald Trump. And I'm not sure, but that a ham sandwich doesn't have more on the ball than Joe Biden at this point. Now, let me say, I am not making fun of people with cognitive decline. I am saying that if they have cognitive decline, they should not run for president.
Yeah. Otherwise, you open yourself up to that. That's one of the considerations that people make when they decide who to vote for.
Yeah.
Is the guy smart, articulate? Does he know what's going on?
Right.
How aware is he? Who are his advisors? All those things factor in. And if you can't put three or four sentences together without slurring words, then people are going to say, uh-oh, something's wrong there.
Right.
You know, he's really not going to be president. It's going to be whoever the VP is. Probably going to be running the show. Biden said that himself a few months ago. You remember? He said, I'm old.
I'm going to get someone young.
He was pretty blunt about it. So, you can see why they don't want him to go to Milwaukee to give a speech.
You know, Mike Huckabee had a theory on that, too. Listen to Cut 7.
I'd be disappointed if we lose TikTok because my dance videos are just going viral all over the world. And I would really hate to lose that. The other problem is that Joe Biden thinks that TikTok is a breath mint. So we're going to have to bring him up to speed so that he'll be able to articulate it.
Yeah.
You've been saving that one.
I think, yes.
Governor Huckabee's been saving that one.
That was pretty clever. TikTok.
I thought he was going to say is a game you play.
TikTok dough.
TikTok
toe.
Now, Steve, you weren't kidding when you said that some of these kind of anarchist groups are planning on showing up in Milwaukee?
No, that is the report. And for some reason, you remember Chicago back in 69 or 68.
Nobody's going to be there.
Well, it's true, but I don't know why the protesters seem to want to protest at the Democrat national conventions. They don't even bother to show up at the Republican. Maybe they're so far gone in their opinion.
They may go to the Republican, too.
Well, the reason they want to go to the Democratic Party is because right now there's a battle on for the direction of the Democratic Party. So they would go to protest that the Democratic Party is not far left enough. They're never going to get the Republicans to move left.
I think the Democrat establishment doesn't want a convention in Milwaukee because, they can't find any police to provide security.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Really?
Hundreds of departments have opted out of going in and protecting them because of the restrictions put on them.
So if you have a convention and you don't have any police to provide security and things start being destroyed, burned down, vandalized, then it's going to look bad on the Democrats for the whole nation to watch.
Right.
Because people are going to go, why ain't there any police stopping these people? Well, it's because the Democrats don't want them stopped.
Right. Things can quickly go north when things go bad. See what I did there?
I do. You don't I appreciate that.
You don't like it when people say things go south?
Well, yeah, as a lifelong Southerner, I get tired of that.
Yeah.
Everything goes south, it's a negative expression. And I just think we need to equally distribute that metaphor.
Things could go north. You never know.
Could go north. Good. Thank you, Ed.
I did that for you.
So we'll see what happens in Milwaukee, but it's just hard for me to – are you going to have protesters protesting nobody at a convention hall?
Yeah, I don't know. They well, of course, you know, Antifa and those types can show up and make a whole big stink, and the press will cover it, even if nobody's in the hall.
I don't know if the press will cover it or not. It'll make the Democrats look bad, and they're not covering. Not all the press. Some of the press will cover it. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. By the way, related to Steve, to what we're talking about here, I was seeing a story last night. New York City's violent crime is up like 150%.
Yeah, they're having a problem. And just not New York City. Chicago
All over. But they were talking about this, that the violent crime is increasing in wealthy parts of New York City that aren't used to street crime.
Right.
Like Manhattan, parts of Manhattan.
Let me get this straight, Tim. You're saying that they're defunding the police in these cities, and they're talking down the authority of the police, and crime is going up. Who could have seen that coming?
Well, the Democrats. Democrats don't. It would be interesting to see. I see your satire there.
Thank you.
That's what it is.
Well, they're getting bolder because they know if you go to a rich, wealthy neighborhood, and you start looking in vehicles or start doing X, Y, or Z criminal conduct, the people are going to go, oh, call the police. Oh, that's right. We've defunded them.
They'll show up.
Criminals know.
They'll show up if you decide to pull a gun on them, though. The police will.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And what's.
And brandish it.
Your logic is well understood, Steve, and you're correct. But, you know, it's curious to me why New Yorkers would do this to themselves. Keep electing the same people. Well, de Blasio and others ultimately leads to unsafe neighborhoods, even in wealthy neighborhoods, I guess. And property value is going to plummet.
Yeah.
In New York.
Well, here's why it's so shocking that they keep voting these people in, Tim, is because human beings learn their lessons so quickly. You wouldn't expect that. No, tongue-in-cheek, people are very slow learners. You just have to hit them over the head with reality time and time again before they go, maybe we shouldn't try this again. I think that's why. Yeah. They just...
Yeah, and I do think so-called progressives, they're diehards. And they believe, ultimately, that political ideology will carry the day. And we'll have utopia, right? Right.
That's true.
So you have to keep telling yourself when the facts in front of you don't support that,
right?
Or maybe you're just going through a temporary spike of 150% in violent crime that you're just going to have to take while we come out on the other side of no police, defund the police, with people who are more well behaved.
Yes.
Kinder to one another.
Criminals
and who don't need bread.
Yes.
From Neiman Marcus.
Right. That's what they're rioting for is bread.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I've said this before. I better be careful about it. You can't pay me enough because they're probably, every man has his price. So I better be careful about saying that. But you'd have to pay me a whole lot of money to live in a big city right now.
Oh.
And it would be time limited.
You can't spend that money if you're right. 6 feet under.
Duly noted. So I think it's going to get more dangerous before it gets safer. And property values are going to go down in your larger metropolitan areas.
Because people are going to try to get out of there.
Hey, before we sign off, can I appeal to food critic Ed Vitagliano to comment on a peach and tomato salad that he panned the other day?
Yes, I said. When you said you're going to let me try it, I did try it. And despite how awful it sounds, it was very good, Steve. You made it, did a great job on it.
Yeah, Steve made us a peach and tomato with goat cheese salad.
Yes. He did, whipped goat cheese, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, now...
It was.
There's only so much goat cheese a man can eat, though.
Yes, that is true.
Before his taste buds say, I can't do this.
And I did go home sick yesterday afternoon.
Oh, you didn't?
Yes, I did.
Unrelated.
I don't know. Was it?
All right, well, have a good day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.